All right, Neymar got a lot of money.
Mm.
That's a stupid amount of money. So it like doubles the previous record for a buyout clause. It's just so stupid, right? Like, hey, James Harden's going to get a 5-year deal worth over $200 million. Steph Curry, same thing. That goes directly to the players.
Mm-hmm.
The 222 million euros goes to Barcelona so that PSG has the right to give Neymar 30 million euros a year after taxes now.
Yeah, the whole deal could be worth almost $1 billion combined, the whole thing.
Insane.
But PSG will argue that they'll recoup that in shirt sales, in promotions. The Neymar brand is arguably the biggest soccer brand in the world right now. Messi, obviously, is massive, but Ronaldo's massive, but these guys are into their 30s now. You know, Neymar's 25.
Yeah.
If you're going to market a player in the world right now, he might be the guy, and that's what they'll argue. Now, I agree. It's sickening. The money's just, you know, at some point, this bubble's going to burst, you would think, but we keep saying that year after year. Yeah. And last year, Paul Pogba, 100 million, we thought that's ludicrous. And then a year later, they double it. They more than double it. And in 3 or 4 years, there'll be someone else making, you know, Mbappe from Monaco, you know, might go somewhere and then go to another club and beat that. It's crazy. But for PSG, it's obviously a footballing call in that he's a wonderful player. He makes them legitimate contenders for the Champions League straight away. But it's about using his name to brand, you know, that club, make that club a legitimate world brand. Because right now, you know, Barcelona, Real Madrid, Manchester United, I don't think PSG's got quite the same appeal internationally as those clubs. But maybe they will with a couple of European Cups to the name.
For everyone who's listening who isn't a soccer fan, tell us how good this player is. Tell us about him.
He is, for me, the gap between, say, you've got Messi and Ronaldo for the last decade, the best players in the world. He now, last year, I think, really shrunk that gap. He's very close to being at that level. And, you know, at 25, Ronaldo's 33 this season. Mm-hmm. You know, Messi's turning 30. He's going to be the best player in the world in the next couple of years. That's how good he is. It's funny, the one game last year that kind of was his big moment was against PSG in the Champions League knockout round. Barca were way back from the first leg, second leg, in comes Barcelona, and they destroy PSG. Neymar with a goal, wins a penalty, and a wonderful, sublime pass to set up the winner. They progressed, they beat PSG, and he was the man, the best player on the field. But all the images were of Leo Messi celebrating that day, and that was a big reason why he's no longer there, because he wants to be the man, he wants to be the boss, right? And as long as he's at Barcelona, and as long as Leo Messi's at Barcelona, he'll be number two or number three even under with Suarez there.
It's all about ego, right?
Yeah, of course it is. Ego and greed.
We talk about Kyrie Irving and wanting to move on from LeBron James. That's all ego. If you wanted to win, you'd remain with LeBron James. You'd remain a member of the Cleveland Cavaliers. If you wanted to play in the best soccer team in the world, you'd stay with one of the greatest to ever do it, and you'd stay in Barcelona.
For him to say that, I want a new challenge. You're at Barcelona. You're a team that, you know, is arguably the best team in world football.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly one of the biggest, you know, brands in world football as well. Historically, maybe the best team in world football. And you're playing with these superstar players. You can win everything with that team.
Yeah.
And in a World Cup year too, you're looking ahead to playing for Brazil next summer as well. What's better, playing at a team where you're lucky to win championships, European championships, or going to PSG where it's going to be a bigger battle to succeed? It's about money. It's about ego. And to hell with the actual team concept.
Well, can one guy actually win a championship?
No, it's a good point. I mean, in soccer, obviously, it's a team sport. And it's not often you see one player dominate, like in the NBA, that, you know, one player can win you a championship. It's not going to happen in soccer, but it helps. And when you have Leo Messi and Luis Suarez and Neymar, that really helps. At PSG, they're a very good team, right? I mean, they've been spending obscene money for a long time now. They're an excellent team. But you throw Neymar in the mix and they're suddenly an upper echelon team. But yeah, he can't win it by himself now.
But, okay, so the La Liga, the Spanish league, it's top heavy, obviously, with Barca and Real Madrid and Atletico. Yeah, you know, those three teams. And Atletico's
Sevilla's there. Yeah, you know, Sevilla. But it's big teams. But yeah, right, absolutely.
It's top two. Heavy. PSG in the French league, it's a bit of a joke, that league, you'd think.
Well, I mean, last year Monaco won, right? But they shocked PSG. Prior to that, they won, I think, 4 or 5 straight. Mm-hmm. You know, when the Qatari trillionaires bought the team a few years ago. Now, since that point,
trillionaires? We have trillionaires?
Oh, these aren't billionaires. No.
Oh, they've got billions
down there. They're couch cushions, right? This is beyond that.
What's a billion and
that's
between
why,
friends?
That's why this fee to this ownership group is nothing.
Yeah.
It's nothing, right? Yeah. It's a write-off, right?
That's ridiculous.
I don't even know what a write-off is, but it sounds the right thing to say.
Yeah, that's true. But they're the ones writing it off.
They are writing it off. Yeah. So it's staggering sum of money, and it doesn't matter to them. They'll recoup it somehow, I'm sure. Now, there is financial fair play in soccer in Europe, of course.
Oh, yes.
They've got to find a way to make this work according to the UEFA rules, which were loosened a couple of years ago now. There's ways around it. I mean, there's some people saying that he's going to be paid one lump sum of $330 million to be an ambassador for the Qatari World Cup.
Okay.
And then, so that won't count towards PSG's finances.
All right.
There's a whole accountants, right? They're evil. They find ways to do it.
Yeah.
But they might have to start selling off players. I've heard people saying that what if they own another club in Qatar and sell one of their players to $450 million to that team? You know, it's in one pocket, out the other, right?
Yeah.
It's there's ways around it.
Yeah. It's kind of unfathomable for me to try to wrap my head around that type of money. Even, you know, we were talking about the hundreds of millions involved in North American pro sport. Before we let you go. So Toronto FC is the best team in the Eastern Conference, maybe the best team in Major League Soccer right now. But there's this rumor that keeps getting recycled because Bob Bradley's back in the league.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the manager,
LAFC,
new franchise in California. And I'd love to, if I was a manager, I'd love to manage my own son. And of course, the rumors of Michael Bradley moving on from Toronto FC, they won't go away. He addressed some of those rumors before the MLS All-Star game. They've tried to shut it down. He's not going anywhere this season, but maybe it's an off-season thing. Like, maybe Toronto FC is really running out of time to win this title after being in an MLS Cup final a year ago. If they don't win it this year, maybe a different-looking team next year.
Well, I mean, firstly, would you want to manage your son, really? I mean, think about the pressure. And you know, if things aren't going right and the kid's not playing very well and you're still picking him, nepotism gets brought up. And
his son's not even two. He hasn't even showed his personality.
Yeah.
I know there's days where I just want to sell my son at 13 and a half. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point, I suppose.
I mean, this whole connection.
Maybe I don't have a
Bradley
problem with nepotism.
Must want to play for his father and with his son. I don't really buy it necessarily. I mean, there's more pressure. They're both doing very well where they are.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you coached him for a couple of years in New York a few years ago now, but and obviously for the men's national team. But I mean, when your son starts losing his form, it's probably tougher to drop him than another player if you don't drop him.
Al Avila, GM of the Detroit Tigers, just traded away his kid in Alex Avila. All right. It's happened
really,
before.
It can happen, right?
And Doc Rivers got his kid. Yeah, a big deal. So, I mean, it can go both ways. But, yeah, there were definitely calls of nepotism when Doc acquired his son in L.A. with the Clippers. So I could see that. But
when you cut your own son, what's the dinner talk like?
It's not
like,
good, is it?
It's not
it can't be good. And the mother must be furious, right? You're on the couch for a while,
my
right?
Son.
Can't you just trade our son away?
Yeah.
Disgraceful.
Not ideal.
But, back to TFC, though. You know what? Bradley loves it here. His family's here.
Yeah.
He's the face of that franchise. He makes a lot of money playing in Toronto. There's no reason for him to leave just yet.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, he's kind of ingrained himself into the fabric of the city.
He's one of the most recognizable athletes, I'd say, at this point, wouldn't you? Which is amazing to say for a soccer player in this city.
Bald guys all kind of look similar.
Intense, steely glaze.
Him, Mr. Clean, Grant Wall, they all,
Tim McAuliffe.
Yeah.
Not
don't
so
be an anti-baldist, okay? Thanks, James.
Thank you very much.